Christy Weisenbach, and I'm interviewing Frances Samway. Frances, I was reading the Bayside Journal, and fondly your family remembered great memories of Bayside. What is your first memory of Bayside?
Well, it must have been about 70 years ago when I came down to visit the Shorts. We were friends of John Short and his wife, and we used to ride down here a couple of times in the summer, and they would take us sailing, and that was long before we ever came down, then this summer.
Oh, great. How developed was the area? Were there a lot of cottages here then?
As I remember, it seemed to be the same.
The same as it looks now?
Because we just visited in the park and their cottage, something else.
Great. And how long after did you buy this cottage?
We've only owned this cottage since 59, but we rented for 12 years before we bought this one.
Do you have a favorite cottage that you stayed in?
I think the Metcalf we rented.
Great.
We get some around this area so that when we were ready to buy, we knew where the location we wanted.
And
we're lucky to get this one.
Oh, very lucky. I love this whole row here. What are some of the places around Bayside that are important to you and were important to you?
I guess the walk and the community hall and the golf club.
You golf?
I did.
Fun.
Yes.
Who were some of the leaders of the community when you were young, and what do you remember about them?
Well, I remember when the canasta craze was going, and we had canasta parties every week, and there were 12 of us, and we had a luncheon for the 12, we started it every week, and that was fun.
You still play canasta?
No. I don't even know how to play that.
Oh, isn't that something?
But then everyone was playing.
Were you involved in any groups, church or social?
The golf club and I guess the community hall whenever there was anything that the whole area was involved in.
Community hall's beautiful, isn't it? What community-wide events do you remember? For example, celebrations, parades, beach bonfires, dances?
I remember the boat parades that they would have for holidays, and the Shrine Band that came down every year and played on the basketball court.
Now, the 4th of July event that they do, is that similar to, has that changed a lot since you've been here?
No, they still had the games with the children and the boat parades and the concert. No, I think it's carried on the same as it used to be.
They still do the boat parade on the 4th of July?
They try to. It
That's
wasn't
great.
Too successful this year, but there were a few boats and paraded.
That's great. We're never here on the 4th of July, so I only get to look at the pictures of what happens. Who were your best friends? Who were your close group of friends?
Well, probably the 12 that I played canasta with.
Do you remember them?
Yes.
What are some of your favorite stories that you pull out in conversations about Bayside?
Well,
funny stories you can think of?
No, I remember one time we had gone out to eat and came back and went down the walk and we were dancing on the walk and Scribner, Mr. Scribner, who was I guess the mayor, what was he called? He came down anyway to stop the noise.
Too noisy, huh?
Yes. And we think that's bad when any of the children do it now, but it was fun then.
Absolutely. Oh, that's cute. How did you discover Bayside?
I guess it was through the shots. We knew the family and knowing they were down here. I think that's probably how it is.
Any of those family members still here?
Are
any of those family members
yes,
still here?
Yes, Joanne Coughlin and Ian and Stevie, the whole shop family.
Oh, that's great. Yes. Do you have any old photographs on Bayside?
I think I have one or two.
Great. Do you think maybe we could borrow them and copy them and we'd return them? That's great. That'd be great. What was a typical summer's day like for you here at Bayside? What did you do? What were your favorite pastimes?
Well, when the children growing up is knowing when the tide was in, because that's the only time they could go swimming on the beach. And so I think my time revolved around them.
They do a lot of picnicking and...
Yes, they had the junior yacht club, the children, and I can remember being one of the chaperones one time and they were climbing Mount Batty. And, there weren't too many cars around, so the children were always around at night playing the baseball games and everything. In the past.
Sounds like it's very similar to today.
Yes. Someone would have a car and once or twice a week they'd all go into the movies, but otherwise they made their own fun.
Were you into boating?
No.
No.
Although two of my children had sailboats.
So they were involved in the junior yacht club then?
Yes, all the children were involved in the journey when they were growing up.
Have you ever had anything to do with town management?
No.
How was the dress different in your childhood? For example, the bathing suits, the play clothes?
Well, I don't remember too much, but except that they're much more comfortable. This generation really were when the children were growing up. I remember bringing down rubbers for them to wear when the grass was dewy and a lot of unnecessary things like that.
So the bathing suits weren't comfortable years ago?
I'm talking about the clothes generally.
Oh, the clothes in general?
Yes.
Bathing suits aren't too comfortable now, if you want my opinion on that. Okay. Anything else that you can remember that we should know about? Remembering? Any fond memories of the inn? Anything exciting ever happened at the Bayside Inn?
I remember people, elderly people, who come back year after year. And one, I don't remember her name, but she'd go in the water, swim every day. And she, to me, was very old at that time.
Seen a lot of changes at the end?
Yes. I think it's great now, the way it's restored.
And your children still come up on a regular basis, I read.
Yeah. They come here every year. Honora's here all summer with me because she teaches. And the Miami group come up and stay a couple of weeks. And always climb Katahdin and go like water rafting and climbing Mount Betty and any place around that the Harryville would climb. And Virginia group too. Yeah.
Do all the fun things they remember as they were growing up.
And they do them every year. They
over
don't
and
get
over
tired
again.
Of it.
Well, your cottage is lovely. You've had it since 1959, did you say?
Yes, I think it was. This is our 51st year, I think. We've been down.
You've seen a lot of neighbors come and go.
There's a lot of rentals now. There used to be people, you know, owned their cottage and they'd be here for the whole summer.
Husbands would go back to work and the wives
yes.
would stay up.
And that's why we didn't have any transportation. Usually it was only one car in the family. And so the only time we had a car was when and my husband came down weekends. Or sometimes he was able to come down during the week.
So do you remember most of the people owning their cottages being from Maine then?
Yes, I think a lot of them in the group were mostly from around here. There were a couple in the club, Master Club, that were, no, there were more than a couple. Well, at least half of them were along in Maine. And I was in, I was there.
Okay. The Northport Golf Club, has it changed over the years? Do you sense that that's still a real part of the Bayside community? And can you tell me a little bit about what the golf club was like years ago?
Well, years ago, for those who played golf, we would play three or four times a week, and the men always played on the weekend. And we used to have dances up there, which was open to everyone, whether you were a golfer or not. And they always had a card party once a year. And probably it was the golfers who chaired it. And the other thing about the golf course, oh, we used to have a bean supper. And both the Bayside and the Belfast Bills put it on. That used to be every week, and or every summer, at least. But it seemed to be a social part of those who played, who were golfers.
Was tennis popular?
They had tennis courts too, but it wasn't as popular, I think, as it was later. And then the court was overgrown and used for parking.
And the tennis courts are still there?
Oh. No.
I've never seen them.
No.
What'd you wear to golf in? What clothes, what kind of clothes did you wear to golf in?
Skirts. Short skirts.
Just like tennis?
Yes,
not
as short as that, and any color that you wanted, and tall.
Oh, the boys, you had caddies?
Our boys, yes.
They volunteer, or were they?
No, it was for money, earning money.
Earning money.
But then they put in, had cards, so that they didn't need the caddies. And then the children used to put up the flag. One of the older members in the community used to call him Papa Cobb. I think he lived where you live, over in the Bayside. Was it next to the Rice?
Yeah.
Rice Cottage. And he used to give them 25 cents a week. And they would have the flag up at 8 o'clock and take it down every night. And it was really a ceremony because they always had someone with them to help fold the flag so it wouldn't touch the ground. And I can remember one time Michael, my oldest one, who wasn't, for some reason, he wasn't around. And my husband and I took down the flag and folded it. We took his place. And then he outgrew it. And Tim, I think, and Terry, by the time they were doing it, it had reached 35 cents a week. But it wasn't just putting it up and taking it down. It really, you know, it was a lot of responsibility for them.
Correctly.
And he used to, the Cobb used to pay for himself.
That's great. Do any of your children have cottages in the area?
Yes. Tim has one down on the South Shore. He used to own the one next to us. And then he and his wife, and Marie, bought the cottage down the South Shore.
Which one's yours on the South Shore?
It's next to CSAC's.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how often does he get up? How often does he get up?
Well, he's up more often than his wife because she works at the Phillips Exeter, and so most of the time she, it's weekends, and when she has a vacation. Tim has his own business, so he can come more often.
It's so nice to see them pass the cottages down from generation to generation. The families are joining.
Yes.
It's nice to see
there's so many, there's five and six generation families. We're only four.
That's great. Can you tell me how you got your cottage?
Yes. One of my friends was a bridge player in my group, and one night she said her husband had a boat, and he liked to spend his weekends on boats, and she didn't care for the boat. And she had two teenagers who weren't too happy to come down here and stay for the summer. And so she was here alone most of the time, and she said, I really am tired of it, and I think if I got the right price, I would sell my cottage. So I went home that night and told my husband, and he said, call her up. And she said she'd sell it for $5,000. And he said, call her up and tell her we'll take it. And so I did, and we got the cottage. I know, but the first thing we had to do was have a new foundation under, you know, they were all so old that it had a lot of work to be done on it. So you had to have more than the initial price of the cottage. And I was always glad that her boys, Skipper and Connie, got tired of Bayside. And we had rented for 12 years, and we had chances to buy in the meantime. And we knew we wanted to be near the water, nearer the water. So this seemed the ideal one. We just love it.
Must be, you're still here, right?
Yes.
Great cottage.